All right, takeaway time. Tim, kick us off. Take us away with takeaways.
All right. Well, we started off with kind of honest, no BS. You know, what do you mean that AI governance is everyone's problem? And you mentioned that, you know, AI governance, you know, tends to be owned by, you know, compliance teams, or they center around kind of the rules and the controls, like don't get sued, don't lose reputation. The legal team, you know, it's a very top down, rulesy, regulation forward kind of approach, and reactive, right? Yeah. You know, oh, we got audited, crap, like tiger team, you know, everybody use a, you know, a bunch of spreadsheets, and it just, you know, it's not a scalable approach. It's not a smart approach. It creates silos. Creates a lot of missteps, and business leaders, kind of the on the positive side, business leaders get excited about AI, but they aren't thinking about the risks, the guardrails, especially they aren't thinking about like how the rules and the regulations apply. So it's kind of a problem on both sides, right? There's all this excitement, but then it's a very reactive approach. You mentioned, you know, one of our favorite analogies, the seatbelt is in the car, right? The brakes are in the car. Choose your analogy, right? So that you can drive faster, right? Race car drivers can go, you know, hundreds of, you know, almost 200 miles an hour because of these things that are in place. And that's what we need to do in our businesses. We need to move so fast. How do we get engineers more interested in governance? Change management, right? Helping them understand how AI affects them. Educating about the frameworks, right? In the language they can understand, but things like NIST and ISO and EU AI Act, they're important. They have big impacts. We already do all sorts of work that's similar to AI governance. Think about configuration access, role-based access control, model cards and evaluations, right? So there's analogies we can tie to. And we can create an AI collaboration charter, which is a collaborative approach and document and kind of framework for the organization that becomes the strategy for governance for the group and creates accountability. So I think that's really good. And it's a very participatory process. Like we mentioned about like cybersecurity and, you know, you get reminded about like, you know, resetting your password and things like that, right? So it can be a participatory approach. We talked about incentives. So, you know, performance evaluation, tech debt and making people understand how it affects that. Psychological safety, right? No one wants to be kind of the culprit of an issue and empathy for the user and the customer and how they're going to be impacted. And then Juan asked about, you know, there's so much governance and compliance happening everywhere across the organization. How do we even get this aligned and who owns this, right? So you said, hey, you know, your background's been in DevOps and sort of CI/CD has to be your mindset and how you approach this. Don't try to boil the ocean. It's not about being perfect. It's about like a minimum governance approach at first. You iterate from there. It's everyone's responsibility and you need to create a RACI, right? Because is it all going to roll up to the CISO? Is it all going to roll up to the chief data officer? It's very hard to really pinpoint, especially every organization is a little different. So put together that RACI so you get the clarity for your organization. Mm-hmm. And so much more. But Juan, what were your big takeaways?
So we got into governance as code. And what I really like, you bring your perspective from your background, your DevOps and SecOps background. So because like we've already been doing all that type of stuff, you're bringing that to governance here. So first thing is translate your governance rules, which usually live in documents, and that should be in your DevOps, your MLOps, your DataOps code. Four things: codify, JSON, YAML, whatever it is, version control and GitHub, automation, the checks that automatically run, and it's audible. That's how you have the verifiable proof. But we all started like, how do you actually do this? This is, you're still taking your text and you turn it into code. Governance people, engineering leads, right? The compliance people, like they're the people who understand this. They need to be in the room to be able to go do this. But also note that you need to have a roadmap. You're not going to go boil the ocean. It's always a theme, not boil the ocean. Roadmap. What is your North Star? What are the goals you have? What are the regulations that you're most concerned about that are going to affect your business and so forth? Start with that. And then you're going to start kind of building from there little by little. So policy of code isn't something you just jump into. It's something you're going to start small and you're going to kind of go and iterate around that. And yes, there'll always be hiccups, but how bad do you want those hiccups to be? Everything like that. Talking a little bit about push, like what is the pushback that you get? And you said, well, hey, engineers, you need to become strategic engineers. That's a t-shirt. Like, are you a strategic engineer? Anyways, so much stuff in here. How did we do? I know we could go more. Anything specifically missed or got wrong?
No. All of that was awesome. I think y'all did a pretty good job of summing up all the words that I